Hello, everybody. Today on The Travel Guide.
In 2 minutes in the travel news, Marriott Hotels says BYOP, or bring your own porn.
At 20 minutes after the hour, John Holloway's here to tell you about the latest in lightweight suitcases and offer a special discount for you, the Travel Guys listeners.
At 2:40, we'll have an update on great things to do next weekend in and around Sacramento.
And at 50 minutes past, we'll have details on the upcoming French Film Festival right here in Sacramento.
All that and more coming up next on the all-new Travel and Entertainment Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road. Jack. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. Outward roots.
Time to get on with the show, and we're talking about the new Travel Guys and / Entertainment program. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacation. Mark, so excited to be back on the air at a new time, 2 to 3, following, well, the, well, what are they now? The
We used to be the lead-in to the Golf and Grape show. Now we are after the Golf and Grape show.
I noticed that
the Golf and Grape guys.
Yes, sir.
It's a trend. We've started a trend.
I think so. Welcome to the program. We got a lot of stuff for you today, folks. And Mark, we already had a little bit of a review of the kind of things we're going to talk about today. Why don't we talk a little bit about specifically the little bit of small changes, if you will, in the Travel Guys?
Well, and now that we're on, the exciting thing is that we're on every week now. And we have a new time slot, obviously, 2 to 3 o'clock. So you won't have to figure out which weekend we're on, because we'll be here every week from 2 to 3. And our format is going to expand to include not only travel, but because oftentimes when we travel, we go to special entertainment things. Why, this is an opportunity for us to be able to include entertainment, which we've already really done in the past, but also to include local entertainment and the local arts community into our program. So I think because we have now twice as much time and we're looking for twice as many guests and twice as much content, why, it's an opportunity for local arts groups to get an extra plug in on get a little airtime on the radio.
And I have to give a little bit of plug for Sports Leisure Vacations. Those of you that do go to the arts here in Sacramento and the theater, you'll quite often see a little ad about Sports Leisure Vacations and some of the great shows that they take listeners to on a regular basis. Big supporter of the arts in the community, and people really appreciate it and are very proud of that too. Well, let's jump into what we always do near the top of the program, and that is the travel news. So we'll call on Bernadette to fire off the new travel news bed, which is kind of jazzy and upbeat, because except for his bad attitude sometimes, Mark is pretty much cool, jazzy, and upbeat.
Well, let's see if I've got something cool, jazzy, and upbeat for you here on the travel news. The FAA has reported that more lasers are being pointed at airplanes. There were 2,800 incidents of lasers pointed at airplanes last year, double the number reported the previous year, the government told us this past week. It's the highest number of laser events reported by pilots since the FAA started keeping a tally in 2005. LAX had the most incidents at over 100. High-powered lasers can damage a pilot's eyes or cause temporary blindness. The FAA said this is a very serious issue, as pilots can be distracted when landing a plane full of passengers. It's also a federal crime to point a laser at a commercial aircraft. So for the younger listeners out there, blind your friends, but not the pilot of the plane.
Neither one.
Would be nice. Cuba travel restrictions have eased. They have been eased, and now religious travel organizations and certain educational institutions will be allowed to travel to the country. The amount that non-relatives can send to friends in Cuba has been raised, and all U.S. airports now can be open and licensed for charter flights to Cuba. A new destination looms on the horizon. Marriott Hotels is taking porn off the menu at their new properties. Marriott International, one of the nation's leading hotel groups, tells Hotel Check-In that it's pulling access to adult movies from the new hotel rooms it will be opening in the next several years. Marriott says the decision coincides with a pending shift to new in-room entertainment technology. It also comes after years of discussing whether the availability of adult entertainment in guest rooms is appropriate and whether secure safeguards exist to keep it away from children. It also comes as business travelers especially check into hotels carrying their own entertainment, whether it be Netflix DVDs, an iPod Touch, or just a laptop.
I sure hope they don't catch me with my entertainment that I'm bringing to my room.
The Lincoln Highway Association will hold its annual convention in South Lake Tahoe this June. The group boasts members from New York to California all along the historic route of the old highway. Activities include day trips along parts of the old road and speakers highlighting the history of the highway. For information on the gathering in June, visit LincolnHighwayAssociation.org. And that is your travel news for today.
There you go. Every week now, between 2 and 3, you'll get the latest on the travel news from Mark Hoffman.
So what did you do on your travel on your winter vacation, Tom?
Well, my winter vacation, I got a chance once again to visit San Antonio, Texas. Of course, home of the infamous Riverwalk. The only thing I did not know and did not plan ahead or look is that once a year they drain the river. I go to the Riverwalk, and instead of boats going down there, here are people parading through the mud. They actually have a mud parade. And of course, believe it or not, this is true. There's a couple of things that they often uncover when they drain the river. Occasionally they find a body. And they find wedding rings. You know the scenario. They're out to dinner. They're sitting there by the Riverwalk. It's all romantic. And it's, what? I'm not marrying you. Off comes the ring and into the river away it goes. And so anyway, I had a great time in San Antonio. Always enjoy it there. Other than that, it's little jaunts around Northern California and, of course, up to the mountains and the snow and all of that. And how about yourself?
I just came back from, took a group to Florida last week, to Key West, which is one of my favorite destinations, especially at this time of the year. The humidity has not kicked back in yet. And it is Key West is such a wonderful place to visit because it has all the modern comforts of home with that kind of island laid back feel to it. And we saw everything. We went from Hemingway's house. We had lunch at our dinner at the top of La Concha, which is a great place to view the sunsets. We even went to the Butterfly Conservatory, in fact.
That's what I understand.
Attraction. It is one of the most spectacular butterfly conservatories in the country. In fact, I spoke with Kyle Kasky, who heads group promotions there at the Butterfly Conservatory, and I asked him how the conservatory, which is celebrating its 8th anniversary, came to be.
The owners basically began not raising live butterflies, but actually just selling artwork with butterflies in acrylic cases. Their store was just a couple blocks down the street, and they were in business on Duval Street for probably about 15 years, and they decided, why don't we create a conservatory so people can experience live tropical butterflies from all over the world? So they traveled throughout the world and visited many other conservatories to have this one designed.
In talking with Kyle and in walking through the conservatory, Tom, I really kind of decided that it's sort of a butterfly heaven. There are a lot of these all over the country, but really and truly, I think if you were a butterfly, this is the place that you would want to live.
The conservatory was built to withstand a Category 4 hurricane, so the butterflies are safer than a lot of us that live here, you know?
So for people who are coming to Key West and want to come to the Butterfly Conservatory, give me some of the facts and figures.
Well, we average probably on an average day maybe anywhere between 300 to 700 people come into the conservatory. We're open year-round every single day. We've been voted by the People's Choice Awards as the best attraction in Key West, and Florida Monthly Magazine selected us as the best natural attraction in the entire state of Florida.
Pretty amazing place. I mean, if you like butterflies, it's a place you have to go to. It's on historic Duval Street. If you know anything about Key West, it's really one of the most amazing streets in the country. You have drag queens on one end and Sloppy Joe, the original Sloppy Joes that Ernest Hemingway visited on the other end. It is so full of history. And their motto there is all people are created equal members of one human family. And in fact, if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, there's a link there where you can go and get your own one human family sticker like I'm holding up right here.
Very cool.
Kind of cool. Okay.
All right. This is the Travel Guys on Newstalk 1530 KFBK. Now the Travel Guys and a little bit of entertainment as well. We'll know more about that as the show continues. I want to let you know we are now on every week. For those of you just joining us, from 2 to 3 right here on Newstalk 1530 KFBK. What's coming up?
When we come back after the break, road reporter Clayton Whitehead checks in with us from Savannah, Georgia. You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys on Newstalk 1530 KFBK.
Welcome back. We're the Travel Guys and Entertainment on Newstalk 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with
Mark Hoffman. Good afternoon to everybody. Beautiful day in Sacramento. The fog has lifted, finally. On the phone with us right now, all the way from Savannah, Georgia, is road reporter Clayton Whitehead. Welcome to the new edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Clayton.
Thanks so much, Mark. Hi, Tom. Nice hearing you.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, how are things on the other side of the country today? Lots of snow and stuff over there. How is it now?
It is also a beautiful day on the Colonial Coast. I am looking out the window of my house on the Savannah River. Beautiful sunset, about 55 degrees today. I've heard about the snow and ice, but we don't have it here.
Outstanding. Mr. Whitehead, where are you going to be? Tom and I were talking about where we have been on our winter vacation. Where are you going this spring? I know you have some travels planned. You're going to be all over the place in the southern part of the country.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very blessed to call Savannah home and have a little house here where I can take a few weeks off in the wintertime.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I know.
He takes a few weeks off in the summertime, too, and you wouldn't want to be there then.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a wet heat. We don't have wrinkles. I don't know. What can you say about humidity? You got to love it. But I certainly want to invite everybody that's listening to come and join me this March on my signature tour called Colorful Carolina Coast. We go all the way down the coast of North Carolina through the beautiful Outer Banks. We stop in Wilmington, New Bern, then dip down into South Carolina visiting historic and beautiful Charleston and Myrtle Beach, the Grand Strand, as it's called, over 100 golf courses within the city limits. It's really quite a paradise.
Now, I know in addition to being down south, you're also headed up to the nation's capital this spring.
Yes, absolutely. Other East Coast trips coming up in the spring, Washington, D.C., connected with a couple days in the Virginia Mountains at the beautiful Homestead Resort. And also that trip that you just advertised. Would love to have some folks join me on our cultural arts extravaganza to New York City also in April. We have a busy spring in sports leisure land.
Clayton, we'll look forward to your reports from places that point south, from Washington, D.C., and from New York City. Perhaps you'll find some things while you're back there that will help our listeners plan their next visit to the region.
Absolutely. Even though I live here, I'm always finding new things, and have a great number of surprises on my upcoming tour.
All right. Well, you all behave yourself down there.
Awesome. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Clayton Whitehead, our road reporter, checking in from Savannah, Georgia. He sounds like he has a busy schedule this spring, and he'll be reporting into us from all of those exciting places. Southwest Airlines now is serving Charleston and Greenville Spartanburg. So you can they're merging with AirTran, so you're going to be able to use a low-cost carrier to get all over the country here.
And it's so nice to have Clayton out on the road and calling in and bringing us up to date. And for listeners, the real value there is Clayton is great at painting a picture as to what it's like there, what it feels like, the guy with no wrinkles, and just kind of capture that for us. It's a real great theater of the mind.
All right, you're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. It's about 25 minutes past the hour, and we have a special guest joining us now.
Once again, we're here on the Travel Guys radio program, Travel and Entertainment, and we have John Holloway from Travel Outfitters back with us, our travel gadget guy. And John, Mark, what do we got this
John
week?
Has the Travel Outfitters Packing Light offer of the week here, which is what you're going to tell you about in just a moment. But in leading up to that, John, recently it has been revealed that you could be walking through an airport with your passport.
Yes. Or a credit card.
Or a credit card. Yeah, and somebody can steal this information electronically, literally out of your pocket.
That's right.
And you read the same article that I did. We were talking before we went on the air. And this is really something that has been documented and is happening. So when people are traveling, it's not a bad idea to consider the possibility of buying a wallet that offers the protection.
Yes.
Where people can't steal information from out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Well, and you've got these two here. Tell us about
that. That's right. Well, there's an RFID blocking set of products, whether they be for documents or your wallet or a passport holder, that will protect your passport information. Any passport from 2006 forward has this small chip that people, the bad guys, can hack in with the laptop if they know what they're
and
doing.
And you've got these both. I'm holding them up here. One is a what we call trifold, like a regular wallet.
Mm-hmm, like a wallet, yeah.
And one's a bifold, which is a little bit larger, which would easily hold a passport. And it's got a little bit of structure here. I'm getting there's some kind of material in here that would keep somebody from being able to get into it.
Right.
So people can get these from you at Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue, or they can go to PackingLight.com.
Yes, sir.
And get these.
Yep.
And what is the Travel Outfitters...
Well, I'm happy to introduce this, and it sounds too good to be true, but we're going to give you a free passport photo. At our store, which is a value. If you go to the post office, you'll spend $15 for this photo.
So, and this is it's a passport photos that you would need to send in to get to renew your passport or to get your initial passport.
Right.
And or just to send to your girlfriend.
If she wants it. It's not that glamorous. It's just one set of photos per person. Please understand that you're going to love your passport 10 years from now with that photo. So I tell people, don't get too picky. The only guys looking at is your custom agents and maybe airport person.
And just smile. So go in and see John. Ask him about the RFID blocking travel wallets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That will help you out. And mention the travel guys, and you can get a free set of passport photos. You don't have to buy a single thing.
Nope.
Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue or PackingLight.com. John Holloway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. John Holloway with Travel Outfitters. Going to be a regular segment on the program every week and bring you up to date on cool things to save you money so that you can travel light and gadgets you've never even heard of. Okay, we've got another new segment here on the Travel Guys radio program. And, this is something Mark's been doing for a long time, just between friends. But now it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for... Well, 2 minutes of great news and information. It's the opinions expressed by the commentator are his and do not reflect the opinions necessarily of the station, its staff, management, or advertisers, or for that matter, anybody else. It's time for Just One Man's Opinion. Here is Mark Hoffman.
First off, let me make two things clear. I've been flying on United Airlines for most of my adult life. I have accumulated over 750,000 miles on United. I've been a loyal customer, and for the last 15 years, my tour company has followed suit. I currently hold 1K status with the airline, which means I flew over 100,000 miles with them last year. Only a very small percentage of flyers ever reach that mark even once. Second, I have the highest regard for the people who work at United here in Sacramento. They work very hard every day to give you the best travel experience they can with what they are given to work with. This past week, I had the opportunity to fly on American Airlines from Sacramento to Miami and then returned from Key West. The routing involved one puddle jumper and four full-sized aircraft of various sizes, various types. Because some of the old upgrade certificates I had, I was even able to get upgraded to first class on one leg. What an awakening traveling with American. It's a bit different from United. First of all, they currently offer only 4 flights to Dallas daily, although service to Los Angeles is coming soon, and American partners with Alaska Airlines, allowing you to earn American miles on Alaskan flights, among other benefits. United serves San Francisco and Los Angeles with regional jets and sent Denver and Chicago with what we call mainline flights. But flights to United's hub in Chicago are down to 2 a day. And the Denver route, which still offers 5 daily departures, now has only 2 full-sized aircraft, the other 3 flights now being relegated to regional jet or tin can status. The SkyWest regional jets used on the Denver service are a disgrace. They are incredibly uncomfortable to ride on. The new Embraer regional jets are significantly better, but because of the agreements in place with regional carriers, those planes haven't seen Sacramento. On the American flights, the attendants were courteous and helpful. On United flights, the attendants often sound like overhead Nazis, constantly hounding flyers in a talk-down manner as though we were the children and they were the parents. On American, the attitude is noticeably more professional. Now, American is not perfect by any stretch. The flight attendants aren't as friendly as the Southwest gang, but they were a pleasant and professional improvement. United is currently merging their operations with Continental Airlines to become the world's largest. For years, Continental has been recognized by frequent flyers as one of the best mainline carriers. For those of us who put our stock in United can only hope that some of the Continental magic rubs off in the merger process. If it doesn't, this longtime United customer is headed for the exit. There is no reason to reward poor and discourteous service in the sky with your dollars. It's as simple as that. And that is just one man's opinion.
Listen next time for Just One Man's Opinion. I know I'm supposed to have really dramatic music here, but what can I tell you?
Well, you do with what you can. It's a low-budget operation.
Be listening for One Man's Opinion next week right here on the Travel Guys radio show. You can drop us a note at travelguys.com if you have a comment or an opinion, or you can call us here at Newstalk 1530 KFBK at 921-1530. And there you go. This is Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. We got Greg Fishman, an update on the news, and then coming back on the backside.
We got some entertainment for you on the Travel and Entertainment Guys. You're listening to Newstalk 1530 KFBK.
That thing.
I would not give up your day job if I were you.
Thank you very much.
And it, of which you have several.
Yes. Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman, Sports Leisure Vacation. It's the Travel Guys and Entertainment Radio program. Now every Sunday from 2 to 3 here on KFBK. And
every Sunday from 2 to 3.
You got
that sounds very nice. We got a promotion.
There you go. There's I know nothing. What I'm doing next
There's
Sunday.
Every Sunday thereafter. Yes, exactly. Tom Romano, the 24/7 voice of KFBK. Hey, Tom, we are joined here in studio, speaking of entertainment, by a very special guest who is going to be a part of our program on a regular basis from now on. Across from me is Michelle Alexander. She is the executive director of the Arts and Business Council.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And welcome. Welcome.
Nice to
welcome.
Be here.
Yeah. It's nice to have a female face here with the Travel Guys.
You know, by the way, I could tell by looking at Michelle's face that you didn't tell her she was going to be obligated to being here every Sunday to talk about entertainment.
Well, Michelle, tell us a little bit about the Arts and Business Council. What Sports Leisure Vacations is a part of it. It has been for a while. KFBK is a part of it. Kitty O'Neill MCs the big event every year. Tell us, what does the Arts and Business Council do?
We're a regional nonprofit arts agency that's a chapter of Americans for the Arts, and we like to consider ourselves sort of the synapse that connects the left brain to the right brain communities. We work with businesses to assign volunteers that do exciting things like accounting and legal advice and insurance, and we match them up to artists that do exciting things like dance and theater and music, and help them knock out some of those boring projects.
At dollars and cents and marketing and all of those sorts of
things.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. So it's Sports Leisure has been a part of the Arts and Business Council for a number of years since KFBK's own Karen Onstad got us kind of involved in things. And we've always been, we take people outside of town a lot to arts events, to cultural arts events and things of that sort. But this is kind of an opportunity with this program for us, with your help, Michelle, to tell people a little bit more about things that are going on in the Sacramento area. So I'm really excited about that. And Michelle's role is in the program each week is going to be to come and tell us, since we're on Sunday afternoon, we thought, well, telling people what's going on in Sacramento this weekend isn't going to make much sense. But if we could tell people what's going on in Sacramento next weekend, you could start planning already.
There you go. And I'll tell you, Sacramento is just a hotbed, if you will, of great theater, great musical arts. Of course, the new Crocker Art Museum and the expansions going on there. Michelle, over the next week, what can people go ahead and put on their calendar and, you know, be snatching up some tickets to see? There's a number of great shows. What's on your docket?
Well, you really could fill a couple hours with everything that's going on in Sacramento. We've got a beautiful, flourishing art scene. A couple of highlights. We've got at the Cosmo Cabaret, the Rodgers and Hammerstein A Grand Night for Singing, which is a Tony-nominated Best Musical.
That's opening next week, isn't it?
It is, January 26th, and it'll be running through May 8th. They've got Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday times.
You know, Michelle, I had an opportunity. We did our office Christmas party at the last show down there, which is escaping me now, the name of it. But it was a wonderful day, and the quality of the entertainment was, frankly, I don't know, say something I'm not supposed to say, but it was a surprise. It was very professional, and those are Equity actors, and it was very, very well done. Highly recommend.
Absolutely. Well, and if you're not familiar, the Cosmo Cabaret is a project of the California Musical Theater, which is one of the favorites, you know, a Sacramento darling institution. So,
and you can go down and have a lovely luncheon.
Absolutely.
And then move into the theater.
Great cocktails.
Yep. Cabaret seating or regular seating. Yeah, it's I highly recommend it. And a brand new show.
Yeah, absolutely. We also have kind of an indie grassroots festival. It's the second annual electronic music festival. For those of you guys that like to get out and dance and want to check out some DJs, they've got local, regional, international talent all in one place, and that's going to be at the Townhouse Lounge, which is right in the heart of Midtown around 21st and P. That's going to be January 27th to January 29th on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that's a really cool one because, again, it's sort of an eerie, different festival.
It's nothing like live radio. What else? What else coming up next weekend, Michelle?
Well, we got a big name act. We got Boz Scaggs, friend Steve Miller, over at the Radisson, which is always a great venue to see
now,
Now
I'm feeling old.
Yeah, well, you know, so you'll know, Boz Scaggs is what you might, the new term would be part of my wheelhouse on Classic 93.1.
Here comes a cheap
every
plug.
Afternoon, 3 to 7, 93.1, playing the classic hits of the 70s and 80s featuring Boz Scaggs. Back to you, Michelle.
Very subtle, Tom. And then last but not least, we've got the Sacramento French Film Festival is doing a one-of-a-kind event. An Italian Straw Hat, one of the most famous and funny French silent films, will be at the Crest Theater January 29th through January 30th. And we've got an exciting guest in our studio as well today to talk a little bit more about
it's
that.
It's amazing. You walk in the door and say, well, gee, one of the things I want to tell people about is the French Film Festival, and we're going to be talking about the French Film Festival. So, I mean, who says Sacramento does not have culture?
I tell you, here again, I had the opportunity to go to the Arts and Business preview to the season. In fact, an invitation from Sports Leisure Vacations, and the people that were there, and the artists, and the entertainment, and the bonding and togetherness between the business and the arts in this community is just overwhelming. And of course, a lot of discussion about the. What was it, $2 billion or whatever that it cost to put the Crocker...
Well, it's a lot more difficult time for arts groups right now because dollars are tight. I mean, arts groups always have a struggle. When did you ever hear about the Sacramento Symphony or Ballet or whatever, not having a challenge with dollars? And this year, all of these groups are having, in the last few years,
absolutely,
an even greater challenge. So I hope.
And
let me extend just an offer to everyone to contact Michelle. What's your website, Michelle?
SacABC.org.
Okay, SacABC.org or TravelGuysRadio.com. If you will let us know about your event, we will get it onto our calendar, and we will even, if you have a great story, we would love to have you come on the air and perform for us here in the studio or talk to us about what it is that you do. So don't hesitate. TravelGuysRadio.com or
SACABC.org.
All right. Michelle Alexander, the Executive Director of the Arts and Business Council, welcome to the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
Thanks so much. I'm very excited to work with you guys.
Look forward to next week. See what's on the docket.
All right. And when we come back, Sacramento's French Film Festival takes... Front stage right here on the Travel and Entertainment Guys on News Talk 1530 KFPK.
We're back. It's the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, the premiere of our now weekly show every Sunday 2 to 3 here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. It's the Travel Guys and Entertainment. And Mark, why don't we, for those that might be just joining us, let's kind of review once again what people can expect on a weekly basis here in the show.
Outstanding. And let me throw in a self-serving plug here starting next week. Members of of the Sports Leisure Travel Club, of which there are about 8,000 around Sacramento, we will be giving away tour certificates on a weekly basis to a couple of lucky travel club members so they can tune in. And if you are not already a member of our travel club, sportsleisure.com will get you some instructions, or travelguysradio.com will give you a chance to do that. And our new focus on this program, as we were just talking with Michelle Alexander of the Arts and Business Council, is to not only cover travel, but because we're now here every week, to cover entertainment, and we want to spend some of that time talking about local things, like Michelle was just doing. So we really want to encourage those of you who are listening now, who are members of, I know how hard it is to get publicity and get the word out, and everybody's got tickets to sell and budgets to make and stuff like that. So we are here literally to help with that in any way that we can, and in the little limited time that we have on the air. If you give us a call or drop us an email at travelguysradio.com, we will, or give us a call here at the station, 921-1530. We will be happy to work you into our schedule, and if you have a really outstanding story, we can put you on the air and tell folks about it.
I can see the show is going to be filled with music and song as we bring in people from different theater programs. I know before the show began today, we were talking about a grand night for singing, and by golly, I do believe if things work out, we're going to have some of the cast into the studio to do a song for us.
I'm really hoping that that is absolutely going to happen. You know, this summer, Mary Poppins will be here in Sacramento. The great Broadway hit Billy Elliot is coming to San Francisco and opening in June. And so there's lots of opportunities, I think, to help people learn about some of the cultural arts things that are going on in and around Sacramento. And speaking of cultural arts in and around Sacramento, the French Film Festival. And I'm going to make a confession to you, Tom.
You don't speak French.
Clayton does, but I a little bit. I don't. I didn't know there was a French Film Festival in Sacramento until just a few days ago. And we are joined in studio now by Cecile Downs, who is here to tell us a little bit about it. Welcome to the Travel and Entertainment Guys.
Thank you for having me.
She's got the perfect accent. It's a pleasure to have you, Cecile. This is your French Film Festival now. This is coming up in June.
In June, yeah. Okay. That's going to be our 10th year, actually. So.
Wow. And so tickets are on sale now, or?
No, not yet. For the June event, they'll be on sale probably in May when we announce our program.
And the countdown has already started. I see on your website it says 145 days until opening night. This is not the first French Film Festival in Sacramento.
No.
Am I correct?
No, we've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, that would be our 10th year anniversary in 2011. So we're very excited. We're going to have a really, really great program. We're going to try to make it even more special than what we usually do. And we are starting actually our 10th year by an event that we're having, something very exceptional that we're having next weekend at the Crest Theater.
Well, tell us about that.
So we are collaborating with the Sacramento Philharmonic Orchestra. And we are going to show one of the most famous silent comedy directed by René Clair. It's called An Italian Straw Hat, and it's a very, very French farce with a husband and a wife and a lover and door slamming and, you know, all you can expect from a French comedy.
Oh, absolutely. and the orchestra is going to score and...
Yes, so there will be 12 musicians of the Sacramento Philharmonic Orchestra, and they will be conducted by the French composer of the score, who will be in town, especially for the occasion, Michel Alessandrini.
So this is next weekend, next Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon?
Yes, we have a performance on Saturday in the evening. And for those who don't like to go out in the evening, we have also a matinee on Sunday at 2.
At 2 o'clock at the Crest Theater. I'm looking at your website here now. It says tickets are $25 and $30?
Yes, we have a discount for our friends of the festival and students and members of the Alliance Française and so on.
So how did that?
We can give you a hint. We can give you the password to get this discount to all the people who are listening.
Here comes the Travel Guys special deal right now. By the way, the website, you can go to travelguysradio.com where all the websites for today will be listed. So if you haven't got all this or you're driving around in your car, just remember Travel Guys Radio when you get home. And you can look it all up, but the Sacramento French Film Festival.org is where your website is located. And what is that secret password?
The secret password is AMI, which means friends in France. So it's A-M-I-S.
A-M-I-S. Write that down, Tom.
A-M-I-S.
Because I can get free passport photos from Holloway.
Yes.
And now I can get a deal on the French Film Festival. So I'm kind of, you know, planning my travels here. And I'm finding that between this program and the information we have, I can get a pretty good deal.
You're set to go.
Yeah. So tickets still are available?
Yes, tickets still are available. And they'll be available also at the door.
And so folks can get those tickets either online or they can call?
Yes, you can go online or you can call the Crest Theater, which
800-225-2277,
it looks like. tickets.com, but otherwise you can call 44Crest, and that's Crest. The Crest box office.
And it's a French film festival, 10 years. It just seems kind of interesting. Yes, Mr. Romano?
I just wanted to ask you, for those that haven't had an opportunity to go to the French Film Festival, what is it they can expect to experience? Tell me a little bit about
that. Well, obviously, all the films are subtitled, so you absolutely don't need to speak French to see the films. And I know that some people don't really like subtitles, but most people who come for the first time to the French Film Festival, they all say, oh, yeah, maybe for the first 5 minutes we've been bothered by that, but then the stories are so great, everything is so wonderful that you completely forget that it's in French and that actually... coming out of the movie, you think like you are speaking French yourself.
There you go. Now, are we talking about award-winning current films?
Yes, we're having actually two selections. We're having a selection of classic films, time-tested classics, and then we're also having the latest French releases. So that's why our program is usually announced mid-May, because we're really trying to get the latest films that we can get.
You enjoyed going to a lot of different foreign films when I was in college and for years. And for those that haven't had a chance to either go to a French film festival or enjoy, you know, foreign films with subtitles, the film techniques, the style of the filmmakers, even, you know, the style of the acting is different than what you might be used to here in the States, and is very refreshing. You'll be surprised, and the humor that's in these films is just outstanding.
We always say it's like traveling to France without leaving Sacramento. So
the preview, if I may, is the taste of the French Film Festival is next weekend at the Crest, Saturday night or Sunday.
Yes. This is very different than what we're doing, though, because we have the orchestra, so
right,
that's obviously
yeah, this is really
something.
A, kind of a special...
This is really a one-of-a-kind event.
Yeah,
it's very difficult to organize, and so that's why these kind of events don't happen very often, so it's really not to be missed.
So this would be an opportunity to go and find out what this is all about. So Saturday and Sunday of next week at the Crest Theater. Cecile, thank you so much for coming in and telling us
a little bit about it.
And we'll have you back again when it gets close to the festival, when your schedule is announced.
Thank you very much. I would love to come back.
That would be absolutely terrific. And so we are coming... up on the end of another Travel Guys program, the first program of our second season.
Yes.
I'm pretty excited about being on the radio every week. You know, it's every Sunday. I know, I'm sure you're excited about that too, Tom.
Outstanding. You know, the Travel Guys radio program just makes you want to travel. It makes you want to go out and enjoy now entertainment and is refreshing. If those of you are there joining us for the first time, thanks for being here today. And hopefully some of our regulars from last year have joined us as well. Once again, every Sunday from 2 to 3, the Travel Guys and entertainment radio program. Mark, I know you have a couple of shout-outs and a couple of things that we want to take care of as we near the end of the program. So what do you got for us?
Well, I want to remind folks that all of the websites that we talked about with guests today on Travel Guys, the Travel Guys program, can be found at travelguysradio.com. You can go there and get a list of all of the any place that you'd like to go today, including if you want to get one of the free bumper stickers from Key West. All people are created equal members of one human family. I think that is really a cool slogan. And if you go to travelguysradio.com, you can figure out how to get one of those. Also, we invite you to check us out on Facebook. You can go to Travel Guys Radio and see some of the things that Sports Leisure Vacations is doing. In fact, some of the pictures from our recent trip to Key West just this past weekend. So kind of a cool thing there. Next week, we will have, I hope, the head of the Transportation Security Administration here in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Just appointed a few weeks ago, and to get her on the air to talk with us about some of the things that people get a little iffy about going through security at the airport.
And John Holloway will be back again with Travel Outfitters.
He will.
More tips on traveling
and
life.
Let's remind people that if you go into Holloway Travel Outfitters this week on Fulton Avenue and you mention Travel Guys Radio, you can get free passport photos. So if you're planning on traveling this summer, your passport needs to be renewed, or you need to get a passport, you need to go to Holloway Travel Outfitters and get those free photos.
All right, folks, thank you so much for joining us. The Travel Guys, we'll see you next Sunday, 2 to 3. Have a...
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.